I can't hear myself. It's the monitors. Alrighty. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. And we'll read two verses. John chapter 11. Two verses. Amen. John chapter 11, and we'll read two verses. John 11, 4, and we'll read John 11, 40. John 11, 4 says, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And then verse 40, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. The title of the message is Believe and You Shall See the Glory of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Praying our Lord that you would help me disperse your word. Praying our Lord that you would just help me in everything that I do in your name. Praying our Lord you cleanse me from my head to my feet. I pray our Lord you help me to be a vessel ready for your use. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So here we are. Lazarus is sick, and Mary and Martha have sent a messenger to go get Jesus. I had two messages out of this whole passage here, and the first message was help is on the way. The first message was help is on the way. So Martha and Mary sent a messenger to go get Jesus, and a lot of times I see us in that same predicament. We know exactly who to go get when we need some help. I was going through Facebook today, and a friend of mine named Tom Lester asked for everyone to pray for his son. Who pray to who? Pray to Jesus. Amen. We knew exactly who to go to get help.
Amen.
And Mary and Martha cried for help, and Jesus didn't come all right away, and he wasn't there right away. And a lot of times, if we don't see Jesus, man, right then and there, we always think that, or maybe sometimes we think, I need it right now.
Yes.
Or I need this answered now. He's answered his prayer, and he's going to be there. But the way that he's going to do things is up to him.
Yeah.
It's not how we want things. It's how the Lord wants to do things, and how he's going to use those to be a blessing to other people and use those for God's glory. And as a Christian, we also need to be walking in obedience to the Lord. And Jesus was walking in obedience to God. He was on his way to the cross, and this is one of the last miracles he performed on his way there. Well, that's the introduction. So here we go. Move to the first point. Jesus talks to believers. As he gets to town, as he gets to where Mary and Martha are, he talks to two believers. And one of the believers is Martha. In verse 21-27, the Bible says, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha believed that Jesus would heal her brother. Her belief was not that he had to die, but she believed that if Jesus was there beforehand, the death would not have happened.
Right.
With that being said, a lot of times we want God to prevent things from happening. We want God to stop this and fix it before anything happens. But how are we supposed to trust God if nothing ever happens in our life to where we have to depend upon him to answer our prayers? So he talks to Martha. And then the next believer he talks to is Mary and the Jews. In verse 32-34, the Bible says, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Again, another believer falls at Jesus' feet. Falls at Jesus' feet and says and cries, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. And a lot of times we fall to the altar. We fall on our knees or wherever we may be, and we say, Lord, if you would have done this, this wouldn't have happened. Or this, I needed you right here. I needed you right now. And a lot of times that's not what it is about. It's about the Lord using a situation to bring others closer to him. Amen. Jesus talks to two believers. And a couple of questions I have written down here is, are we talking to Jesus?
Yeah, yeah.
How is our conversation with Jesus? How is our conversation with the Lord? You know, are we praying to Jesus? You know, when things happen, or are we gossiping about our situation or someone else's situation? Are we helping each other? Are we going to Jesus? There's two things you can do. You can either talk about somebody behind their back, or you can go to Jesus and pray for that person.
Amen.
And then a lot of times, you know, a lot of times when things happen and when no one's around, you want to talk to that person's spouse or that person's brother or whoever it may be and say, hey, you know, this needs to happen and that needs to happen. Well, that's not the point, though. Jesus has a plan. It's not our plan. It's Jesus' plan, not ours.
Amen.
So we have to our conversation has to be with Jesus. And do you believe Jesus? Do you believe he can answer your prayers?
Yeah.
Those are some key things that we as believers should be doing. We should be falling on our knees. We should be talking to Jesus, and we need to believe Jesus.
Amen.
So Jesus talks to believers. And our next point is Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Verse 35. We'll start in 34. Actually, we'll start in 33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled and said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And verse 35, Jesus wept. Jesus cries. And this word wept here means a shedding of tears. Deep grief. Deep grief. It's not just grief. The biblical definition of this word wept is deep grief. When was the last time we wept for a loved one? Was the last time we wept for a loved one that was spiritually hurt or spiritually dead or spiritually damaged?
Amen.
Those are some things that will cause other people that are not Christians to not come to church. We have to watch our Christian walk, our everyday life, our everyday things that we say, things that we do, people that we influence. We're all men, and we are always looked at. No matter who we are, you're always looked at by someone either younger you, older than you, or at the same age. And they want to see you lead by example. They want to see you. They want to see how your walk is about what you preach, about what you say. And things can change. Things can change, and hopefully for the better. And that's what we, you know, just here to talk about. There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with crying. Jesus wept. And, you know, Jesus was not a weak man. And a lot of people say, oh, if you cry, you're weak. No, you're not.
No.
You're not. If that's true, then Jesus is weak. And I know that's not true.
Amen.
I serve an awesome God.
Amen.
I serve a risen Savior.
Amen.
And when was the last time we wept for a loved one or anyone that was spiritually damaged? So Jesus talks to believers. Jesus wept. And then our last point is Jesus gives three commands. He gives three actions. We'll move to verse 35. Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. This is a miracle that's about to happen right here.
Yeah.
This man has been dead 4 days. He's wrapped in grave clothes. And he probably looks a lot like a mummy right now. If he were to walk out of that grave, it would probably terrify a lot of people. So Jesus gives three commands. He says, take ye away the stone. Take ye away the stone. What stone is in our way today? What stone is keeping us in a cave and keeping us away from excelling or going forward for Jesus today? What is that stone? What is in the way? What is that thing that only Jesus can move? We can't do it by ourselves.
Right.
It's a struggle every day. Only Jesus can move that object out of your way.
Yeah.
Only Jesus can. And Jesus said, "Remove, take ye away the stone." In verse 39. In verse 43, we'll go to 42. "And I knew that thou hearest me always." This is Jesus talking. "But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth! Lazarus, come forth." Jesus gives another command. He says, "Dead man, come on out of that grave." You know what I mean?
Amen.
Dead man, come on out of that grave. You ain't dead no more. Come forth.
Amen.
How many times have we, someone has been right there and you've seen them and you're like, "Man, you're right there. You can do it. All you got to do is take that first step. All you got to do is go to the altar. Just pray.
Yeah, yeah,
Jesus
yeah.
is talking to you, man. You're right there. All you got to do is make that step. Come out of that grave. Come out of that hole. Come out of that tomb
Amen.
Where Satan has got you in that dark place. You don't need to be there. Jesus doesn't want you there. I don't want you there. We as a body of believers support our people, support our friends. We support our church.
Amen.
All we want is those that are lost to come out of that grave, come out of that tomb. And Jesus says in verse 44, "And he that was dead came forth, bound, hand and foot with grave clothes," looking like a mummy, "and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go."
Amen.
Only Jesus can break the chains in your life. Only Jesus can break the dead clothes that you are wearing.
Yes,
only Jesus can break that. He is the man.
Amen.
He is the man, and he's the only one that can take away and bring you back to life.
Hallelujah.
Only Jesus can do that. We need some believers to get a hold of Jesus for us sometimes.
Amen.
We need someone to, we need some believers to fall on their knees and pray to God and say, "Hey, bring my brother out of that tomb.
Yes,
bring my sister out of that tomb.
Yes,
bring my family member. Bring them out of that world, out of that dark, out of that filthiness, out of them dead grave clothes. Bring them out and bring them to an almighty God that they can go to heaven and have an everlasting life." And we need some people to shed some tears for us. There's nothing wrong with crying.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with crying. We have a lot of spiritually dead brothers and sisters out there. And what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are we going to do about it? "Believe, and you shall see the glory of God."
Mm-hmm.
Are we praying for one another? Are we crying, shedding tears for one another? That sister, that brother, that lost one, that loved one, that wayward child, whoever it may be, what are we doing to bring them out of that grave, out of them grave clothes?
Amen.
I'll close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Lord, I pray and ask, Lord, that the message helps someone.
Yes,
we pray and ask, Lord, that you would use it to your will. Lord, I love you, Lord, and I thank you. I pray and ask, Lord, you help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.